Thank you so much for checking out Real Estate Today's podcast. Today, let's talk about buying in a seller's market.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about this extraordinary seller's market, which is really fun until you're a buyer. But let's talk today about the seller's market a little bit.
Well, it's an interesting situation. There's certainly a shortage of inventory in almost all of the food groups, rental properties, industrial property, commercial, and then the single family residential market, owner occupied stuff, that's really short there. What do you do to optimize it? If you were a buyer, what do you do?
Well, as a buyer, you've really got to get your running shoes on, your kids, as you call them. I don't know if those are the optimum running shoes, but something to think about.
Not much of an optimum. For my era, kids were the thing.
Back in the day. Looking at preparing yourself as a buyer from that side of it, you've got to make sure you've got your financing dialed in. You've got to make sure you have an understanding of a good thing when you see it, which means look at recent sales of properties similar to what you're trying to buy, see what your expectations should be, so you can hold that template up to a new opportunity and act very quickly.
Well, it's going to be very frustrating if you don't, because you're typically seeing 2, 3, 4 offers on a property that's well-priced.
Well-priced is key. Yes. I would say 15% of the market possibly seeing multiple offers out of the gate. So we're not like some of the other areas that we've heard about in Bend and Portland. We're not to the extreme in those numbers.
Right.
And that may be our pricing. We may be, as sellers, getting a little too aggressive, a little too fast for the market and missing that window of that auction atmosphere. But as buyers, you basically want to get the scoop in the first couple of days in the market. Another point is to have a realtor by your side and make sure you're on top of the inventory, because you won't have 7 days next weekend. Let's go look at open houses. You need to watch them daily.
Exactly. And what happens if your broker says, hey, this is it, and this is well priced? And I sit back saying, let me think about it a while.
They can think about it. And then when they make that decision, it will not be there.
It will not be there.
But enjoy your thinking.
Yes. Right. It will be a learning experience.
You do want to have a conversation about yourself as a strength as a buyer. So do go to Mark Brockett before you start shopping and make sure that you've done your homework on what you're capable of and what Mark Brockett at Willamette Valley Bank can tell others you're capable of doing.
That's so important. I'd suggest also make sure you contact Marcia. If it's a residential property, hit Marcia Edwards.
Thanks, Bob. I am Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.